Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach. It's a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718. Or you can go online to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and our newest addition, which is neurooptimal neurofeedback. Super cool stuff. It's like a massage for the central nervous system. And all you have to do is lay down and listen to music for 30 minutes with some sensors connected to your scalp and your ears. It's really incredible. So give us a call. That's our new deal, our new thing we're doing over there. Anyway, here we are, end of November. We know what happens at the end of November, and it is this one day where we celebrate gratitude or giving thanks, and it's all centered around food. And on occasion, we do think about other things that we're grateful for. But today, what we're going to be talking about is being grateful for raw material. And I don't mean the raw material of the food that you're putting on your table. So we'll talk more about that. First off, I think I've probably mentioned this before, is that there's this well-known saying by my favorite teacher, Pema Chodron, that goes, "We already have everything we need. There's no need for self-improvement." And this time of year, as we reflect on the things that we're grateful for, we tend to look at the outer circumstances of our lives, our jobs, our relationships, our home, our money. And these are all great things to think about and reflect on with gratitude. But from this point of view of already having everything that we need, we begin to look at this concept that we were born with all the raw material we need to be at peace, to feel happy, and to be calm. Now, this idea of self-improvement, it usually relates to something that we don't have and that we need to obtain from some outside source through a change in, say, diet or exercise or habits that we have. And this deeper concept that there's no need for self-improvement in our meditation practice is one where we settle in and we learn to relate to the raw material that we already have available to us, and even develop a facility to use it, access it more readily. So you might ask, what is this raw material, Lori? What are the ingredients? And from the point of view of a mindfulness practice and meditation, what it is it's your conscious awareness. It's the ability to notice our environment, watch our thinking patterns, begin to notice how we buy into these thought patterns, and how what follows is an urge to react. We can regard the ability to find within us patience, tolerance, compassion, and even understanding as some of our raw material. And we also have the raw material of anger, sadness, fear, and joy, among other things. All of these are experiences, feelings, something that can be felt deeply by us. It's when we begin to think about how we feel and find meaning in what we're feeling that we get derailed and we want to react by doing something to shift it or change it or even to hold on to the feelings. So during meditation, we have this choice to stay centered in conscious awareness and attentive to just watching, noticing, and then feeling, and then notice the urgency to react. We can lean into this conscious awareness, and it can derail the urgency to jump into reaction and lean back into raw material. Spaciousness, openness, listening, feeling. When we meditate, we focus on the breath primarily, and the sensations in the body. And we learn to allow ourselves to experience the flow of life and how it interacts with our raw material, our ability to experience and feel. And with practice, we begin to trust that we do have everything we need within us to stay calm and centered and to keep things simple. We can meet life exactly where it is and be less reactive by being the observer rather than the reactor. Now, to me, this is something to be enormously grateful for, whether this time of year or as a daily practice, to know that we have everything we need within us to experience this quality of life that usually in our minds we're longing for. And we think it exists in something outside of us. To be able to have a practice to go within and find it there is something to be enormously grateful for. So today we'll practice gratitude with the raw material we have within us by relating to it with our attention, whether we feel patient or impatient, relaxed or reactive, we can lean back into the breath and the body to support us in riding this wave of life and to feel life deeply and allow ourselves to rest in this unfolding journey. So find a comfortable position and we are going to get ready to go. All right, settle into your chair or couch, or if you're sitting on cushions on the floor, make sure that your back is nice and long, your spine is lengthened, chin is down slightly so the back of the neck feels relaxed, hands resting in your lap. And take a nice deep breath in through the nose and blow as slowly as you can out of your mouth. And that feels good, so let's do that two more times. Inhale deeply in through the nose. And exhale nice and slow through your mouth. Nice. Last one. Inhaling. And exhaling. You may notice how this really slows you down, switches your gears inside, and you begin to sink in to the witness, the seed of observation, noticing your breath as it goes in and out of your nose, and the temperature of the air as it comes in the parts of the nostrils, back of the throat, that you can feel that temperature. And then shift your awareness to your exhale and really notice the difference. The breath has now been warmed and moistened by the body. The body used what it needed and gave back what it didn't need. And as you sink deeper into this awareness, this witness, you can label the breath. You'll name it. Inhale when you breathe in. And exhale when you breathe out, and just do this three or four times. This brings your mind together with your body, bridged through the breath. So breath is always going to be your connector back in to relate to that raw material within. And then to invite the body on this journey, we'll do a body scan. So you'll move your thoughts, your mind, attention, awareness, breath, everything down into the soles of your feet. And just notice, are your feet touching the floor or crossed under your legs? Just noticing them. And then move up into the ankles, the shins, and calves, up into the knees, and up into the thighs. And feel the full weight of your legs and see if you can let them go, let them support you. Noticing if there was a little holding back or gripping before you did that. And we tend to hold on very unconsciously, have a little tension going all the time. And then move your awareness into your hips, your low back and low belly, the floor of the pelvis, and give yourself permission to soften your belly from the inside out. Let go of that little gripping that we do unconsciously. And then move up into your ribs and the sides of your body, your middle back. Notice if your back is touching a chair or a cushion. And then just give yourself to the chair. Let it support you. Moving up into the chest and under the arms, you can feel the tips of the shoulder blades in your back and imagine tucking them into the body, like pulling your wings into your back. And you'll feel your heart rise in your chest, opening and lifting. Let your collarbones spread wide into the shoulders. The shoulders slide to the elbows, the wrists and the fingertips. And you can feel the weight and sensations in your hands, little vibration in your fingers. Soften your jaw and let your teeth be parted. Your chin should be down slightly, just enough so the back of your neck lengthens through the top of your head. Eyes roll down, face is soft, fully embodied, easy to be grateful for all these parts we've just checked in with, all the things they do for us, how our body serves us all day, every day. Really breathing into the body, acknowledging it, feeling it fully, and notice if the mind wanders off to comment on the body at all. And if that happens, you just label it thinking, just thinking, and come back to feeling again, experiencing. This is where the raw material resides, in the experience itself. It doesn't really need definition or justification. Now I want you to let go of that body scan and open up your hearing into the room, into the space you're in, and then outside the walls of wherever you are. Listen as far away as you can. Let life in and observe it. And when your mind wanders, again, you label it, whoop, just wandering, just thinking, just pick a word you like, distracted, monkey mind, whatever works for you. Come back and label 3 rounds of breath, inhale, exhale, and then reconnect with the body sensations and the sound around you that anchors you back here and now. Nothing to do. And then release and let yourself just observe again. It's an ebb and flow, a play with life rather than a resistance or a gripping with life. You can just keep on practicing all the techniques, and I'll check in with you in a few minutes. Notice where your thinking has taken you. Just acknowledge it was thinking. No big deal. Come back and feel the body. Check in with a part of the body if that feels good, your stomach or your jaw. Make sure that they're soft, open. Check in with a couple breaths by labeling them. Be grateful for your ability to flow. And then just let go and experience life unfolding, sounds, sensations, thoughts in the background. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And today we're practicing being grateful for the raw material that we already have within us, the ability to listen, to be attentive, to be peaceful, and to be fluid with things as they are. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Check back in with all the different body parts to see if you've gone back to gripping and release. Notice your state of mind and allow wherever your practice took you today to be perfect. You can be your own teacher. This is a self-teaching practice. You can learn from the wandering of your mind as much as you can from the being present. as long as you don't hold on to some judgment, some idea, some fixed way of being, you're not stuck, you're fluid. Bring the breath into the base of your spine and imagine inhaling up your back and exhaling down the front of the body. Inhaling up your back and down the front. It seals in this relationship to that raw material that already resides within you, that connection that you can go within instead of react outside of yourself. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio at 332 Forest Avenue in downtown Laguna Beach. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I'm here expressing gratitude for you, for listening, for all we have together, and wishing you peace along your way.